So this is from The Voice, African Voices. Elders defeat council to win the right to play dominoes. It's not possible to play dominoes without making a noise, said the lads. So a group of elderly Caribbean men beat a London council that banned them from playing dominoes in a square. Westminster City Council lost a court case after Ernest Theophile, 74, challenged the local authority who claimed the men were playing the game too loudly. The men had gathered at Maida Hill Market Square for the past 12 years to play dominoes, cards and backgammon until town hall officials stopped them. But Theophile, who was born in Dominica, accused the council of making a racially motivated decision and took them to court. Now he has won after a judge said the decision was flawed and untenable. Neighbours in the posh area collected more than 200 complaints against the elders, claiming they were causing antisocial behaviour problems. So, Alice, what do you think about
Antisocial behavior problems. This
that?
was a group of elderly Caribbean men who have been playing dominoes in the square for I think about 12 years or more. So I think it started the Westminster Council, obviously very posh, put this ban on them from playing dominoes. And I think a judge amended that slightly at some point to say, you know, that they could play dominoes, but they face jail. They're threatening to jail elderly people if they were caught playing loud, amplified music, drinking, shouting, or swearing.
Did they use the Criminal Justice Bill or any or the powers within for this?
I actually don't know. I mean, I'm surprised we didn't see, you know, a succession of repetitive beats in there. No, absolutely ridiculous. Now they're saying they had over 200 complaints. I've kind of been on the mediating end of complaints like this before. I'd be very, very surprised if 200 residents complained. I would imagine that the vast majority came were repeated complaints from a small group of people, or even one person, which I've seen before as well, where it was like, oh yeah, we've had like, you know, we've had 70 complaints, and then you find out that it all came from exactly the same person. So yeah, these are probably the people who, you know, the people complaining, whoever they were, probably, you know, bang on about, you know, how they're an ally because they go to the Notting Hill Carnival and isn't it wonderful? But you know, when it's a couple of old lads, you know, just trying to have a game of dominoes, it's, you know,
Let
let's
them live, man.
release, let's make them a criminal. But what's great about the story is Ernest Theophile, who was one of these people, he's 74 years old, and he basically challenged Westminster Council in court, and he actually, you know, and he actually won. I think the judges has said that it's, you know, that this order, you know, was flawed and untenable. And as Ernest kind of said himself, you know, he was, well, one, the point that we saw in the article there is that, you know, it's impossible for West Indian men to play dominoes quietly, but why should they? Why should
Exactly.
they, you know, why can't you have like a little bit of life there and like do everything in silence? We, you know, the other point that he made, and we see so much of it, is about loneliness. You know, he's like saying like loneliness is one of the biggest factors as to why they gather there to meet each other to play dominoes, you know, especially after the couple of years that we've just, you know, the couple of years that we've just had, and you're trying to stop that. It's, you know, you can't bang on about loneliness, particularly in older people, and then
No.
call the fucking police on them when they try and like organize something themselves to do something about it. If you're that threatened by older people playing dominoes in the street, then Jesus Christ, God help you.
Oh God, it's just the nimbyism of England writ large, this, isn't it?
Yeah, but no, it's the it's the 74-year-old middle finger to Westminster Council that made me really, really happy with this, that he took them on, Andy, you know, and Andy won. More of this, please. I love it.
So, please do comment, rate, and subscribe. Do all the good things that you know to do.